Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now. I'm so thankful for another day here on this earth. We thank you for being able to come together as fellow brothers and sisters in Christ without the fear of persecution from the government or other outside forces. And we thank you for the freedoms that we have here in this country to be able to worship you without anything stopping us or anything in our way. We pray for those who are not able to come and be with us tonight, whether it be for spiritual sickness or physical. Please be with them and give them what they need to be able to return here with us and be able to worship you. We pray at this time that you be with Elijah and help him with his thoughts that he's prepared for us tonight so that he may have a ready remembrance of them. And please help us to listen with open minds and hearts and always look to your word to find the truth in everything that we hear. And it's in your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
For those of you who saw the duty list, know my grandfather did not just throw singing onto my invitation as well. I asked him to do that this evening. I wanted to give an invitation on music. And as many of you know, I've been in the band for quite a while now, and my family has been deeply rooted in music for some time. As a baby, my parents have told me that I would only get calm in a car when listening to our hearts, and we shall assemble. And ever since then, I keep an earphone in my ear whenever possible. A famous quote by Hans Christian Andersen, "Where words fail, music speaks." In my 5 years of playing with the Jemison Band, I believe I've experienced that quote about 5 times. Those moments, however small or few there might be, are the reason to be a musician. There are simply no words for the emotions and feelings it evokes. Music is mentioned several times in the Bible, used as a means to express emotions and enhance feelings. The most obvious usage is in the Psalms and the Song of Solomon, as well as the other poetry books. The first instance of the Bible mentioning music is in Genesis 31, in verse 27, when Jacob left secretly from Laban. Laban says, "Wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with songs and with tabret and with harp. While this may be the first time of the Bible mentioning it, music and instruments were obviously available and known here. For reference, a tabret is much like a modern tambourine hand drum, and secular history records the harp being found in Egyptian tombs dated around 3000 BC. In this verse, and the others we'll look at tonight, you can see the specific uses for music. As Laban bids farewell to Jacob, he wished to send him off with pleasant sounds in his ear. The use of music here is also signifying an event, to give honor or credence to someone. The use of music is also often found in many celebrations. In Exodus 15, the verses 1 through 21, is a record of the song of Israel for deliverance from Egypt. And I'll read that now. Exodus chapter 15, starting in verse 1. "Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his house and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also were drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as in heat, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them. They sank in as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, doing wonders? Thou stretchest out thy right hand, the earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestine. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling, shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over, which thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. As you can see, the Israelites were very happy with their deliverance and stated many times in that song about the power of God and the importance of being on his side. Alas, they did soon forget this and begin their long cycle of complaining and being unsatisfied with the provisions the Lord makes for them. Over the past year or two in band, we've started singing more, mainly during our tuning process. The main reason is for that is the human voice is naturally in tune, which basically means is the exact same pitch for everyone. If we sing the same note, you wouldn't hear many waves between the sound unless you were doing it on purpose. It is another testament to how expertly God crafted the human body. This is one of the reasons I believe the Lord wants us to sing with our voices and not with instruments in worship. The main reason being that we sing with our hearts, and the easiest way to produce that is with our voices. Instruments may produce beautiful sounds, but nothing compares to the instrument that God provides for all of us. When you feel moved by a hymn or other song, some of you may have noticed how it might pull you to sing stronger and with more conviction. It is also worth being noted how our auditorium is built. It is able to help us culminate the sound in the fullest way. When every voice is joined together and the harmonies and melodies align, there is no equal to the sounds from singing songs of praise in the Lord's name. Another important aspect of the singing is comprehension of the words that are written. Paul wrote to the Ephesians about comprehension in the form of a prayer. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. We'll begin in verse 14. Ephesians 3, 14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints, that is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. While this prayer isn't specifically about songs, he does mention how we are to sing later to them in the fifth chapter, in Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 18. Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This passage and one from Colossians 3:16 are some of the verses where we look to see how we conduct our singing. Colossians 3:16 reads, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another, in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." In both passages, you can see how Paul specifically mentions singing and also singing from the heart. Both things are essential in that part of our worship. You can also see that it doesn't mention that you have to sing well. As long as you sing from the heart and with understanding, that is what matters to the Lord, as stated in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 15. "What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also." Part of that understanding is knowing how it relates to you. The full power of the hymns and songs we sing is unlocked when we understand the breadth of what we are saying in songs. Part of that can only be unlocked when you know the sacrifice that Jesus made. That understanding in song is known when you acknowledge and grasp how he died for all of our sins. The weight a song carries is often brought on by the reasons it was created. Horatio Spafford wrote the lyrics to "It Is Well With My Soul" after seeing the ship that held his four daughters and wife go down from a collision. Philip Bliss wrote the melody to the hymn we sing today, creating one of the most moving and powerful songs we have. That same type of inspiration can be found in many of the others in our songbooks. Through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, it gives everyone a chance to be faithful and enter into heaven. We sing invitation songs, like the one we have in a moment, in an urge to move someone to make the most important decision of their life. That decision is to devote your life to Christ. If you have yet to make that decision or are struggling and need help from the brethren here, we ask you to come forward as we stand and sing.
Dear God, our Father in heaven, we come to you again at this time, so thankful to be a part of your family and a part of your creation, and we thank you for making yourself known to us so that we can worship you and sing songs to you and be servants of yours and grow closer to you. Father, we're thankful for all of us here that we can encourage each other and to sing songs together to you and to study your word together. And we pray that we'll continue to encourage each other and that we'll continue to grow and be better servants of yours. We're thankful for this land that we live in, to where we can worship you without persecution. And we pray for the leaders of our country that ultimately they would come to see you and come to know you and lead this country how you would have them to lead it. But Father, at the very least, we pray that we'll continue to have the freedoms that we have so that we can worship you in peace and in comfort. And if the day ever comes that we cannot do that, then we pray that we will stay strong and we'll draw even closer to you and closer to each other as we try to serve you the best that we can. Father, we pray as we leave here that we'll resist temptation and that we'll flee from the devil and that we'll encourage each other and help each other overcome our weaknesses. And we ask you to help us to know to pray to you and to ask you for forgiveness. And we pray that we'll turn away from the things that cause us to sin against you. We pray for those who are sick at this time. We pray for those who are regularly battling with their health, Brother Christy and Sister Beth and my grandfather and all of the others that we mentioned. We pray that you would be with them. We're also mindful of those who either are traveling now or will be traveling soon. We pray that you would be with them and keep them safe. Father, we pray that you will forgive us of our sins and that we will know when to correct those things and how we can correct those things. And we pray that you would bring us back here at the next appointed time. We pray all these things through your Son, Jesus. Amen.